After Islamists won the first round of the country's first multi-party elections in 1991, the military cancelled the results and took power. This set the stage for a fight for the territory and soul of the country, which pitted Islamist militants against security forces and lasted for 10 years. By the end of the Black Decade, the Algerian people, whose protests had opened the floodgates, were weary and just wanted peace. They had been subdued by the bloodlust of militants and the brutality of a military regime willing to do terrifying things to regain control. In the early 2000s, Algerians came out of their thwarted revolution in a fog, generally preferring to move on and forget rather than dig up the recent past. Abdelaziz Bouteflika was elected president in 1999 on a peace-building platform and used an amnesty law to close the 10-year chapter of civil violence. Large numbers of militants took advantage of the amnesty and repented with no repercussions. Critics warned it would amount to amnesia. As luck would have it for Bouteflika, oil prices began to rise around the same time, climbing from an annual average of under $30 per barrel in 2003 to over $100 in 2008. Oil and gas account for 96% of Algerian exports. The state, flush with cash and repressed guilt over the traumas its citizens experienced in the 90s, handed out petrodollars to assuage lingering anxieties with free housing and interest-free loans. Violence receded from city streets, and the children who survived the years of terror grew into reserved adults with a social safety net who believed that their families, food, healthcare, and educational needs would be met regardless of skill or employment. So, in 2011, as jubilation at the fall of old regimes raced across a stunned Arab world, Algerians looked on with wariness. "Things will only get worse," they insisted, painting a prescient tableau of dashed hopes, foreign meddling, and an orgy of blood. Yet by 2014, when Bouteflika ran for a fourth presidential term, the cautious optimism of the previous decade had been replaced by fatalism and despair. Oil prices collapsed that year, and the crash suddenly revealed the Algerian economy's vulnerabilities, an overdependence on hydrocarbons, and an inability to produce anything domestically.